I don't even know how to start this thing out. Without sounding just like the most unhappy person on earth right now. Probably because I am. I sit around and I portray the nice guy or positive thinking guy. When I'm really probably the most evil motherfucker on earth. Well, not on earth, but at least the most evil person that I know. And that's nothing to be proud of at all, to be honest. But it is something that I've come to realize exactly who I am and what my real thoughts are. I 100% hate so much stuff in my life right now. When I say hate, but I really dislike some of the things that happen in my life. A lot of stuff that I did myself. And just people. Like, it's just like I've gotten to the point where I don't trust nobody. Like, every time even when I'm around people that I fuck with, like, I just be sitting around like, yo, you don't fuck with me like that. You don't really fuck. You fuck with me because it's history, but you don't really fuck with me. And motherfuckers are showing their hands. And that is a 1,000% fact. There are people in my life who have truly 1,000% showed their hand. Some people only fuck with me because of my cousin, to be honest. That's how I feel at this point. Like, if, cause I fuck with Mark, me and Mark close, then they just fuck me off the strength of that. But do they really fuck with Levi? Nah, they don't. I mean, it's across the board. You know what I'm saying? Like it's to the point that I don't even feel comfortable even talking to anybody. That's why I'm doing this, recording this right now. I'm sitting in my work parking lot. I had to leave the floor because if I stayed in the building, then either I was going to destroy or damage some property in that building and lose my job, cut somebody out and lose my job, fight somebody in there and lose my job, or go to the director of the building and tell him that he's not doing his job. That's where I'm at. Like, I'm at that point. Like, cause usually I've been trying the whole MLK shit and, you know, just them thoughts of the, you know, just turn the other cheek and all that stuff, you know, for the greater good and all that. And now I'm growing to realize that, no, that really don't work. You get what I'm saying? They were like, well, you know, good things come to those who wait. Hey, man, Jay-Z sold heroin. He's a billionaire. There were slave owners who now the labor of the slaves have now created Fortune 500 companies and generational wealth. These people are good. Like, this whole myth of wait till you get to heaven to get the glory. Yo, what if ain't no heaven? And you just wasted this whole time, all this time praying and hoping for somebody to come out the damn sky to help you, and don't a motherfucker come out to help you. You're going to really feel like a motherfucking fool in the end. You can feel like a big ass dummy. And that's where I'm at right now. Because it's like, I'm just looking around. I'm just like, Levi, this whole nice guy, this nice positive shit, this shit ain't working. The only time motherfuckers even respect what the hell you say is when you come with aggression. When I come with aggression, they're like, oh, what's wrong with him? Like, nah, now you listening. Now you hear me. When I'm mean as fuck, they're like, oh, now you hear me. Now you listening. But when I was trying to be nice and doing all the positive stuff and everything, nah. I don't know. Shit just feel weird. Like, for I'll give you a prime example. About some of the bullshit that's going on currently at this point. Like, the whole, damn, she's such a dyke and flat as can be. Sorry, I was looking at this coworker just like walking around. We've been like, the news cycle for the past couple days have been engulfed in Kanye West. Kanye said the people in entertainment and media are being ran by Jewish people, and these people have all the power and pull all the strings. The Jewish community did not like it, and they have canceled them. Nothing wrong with that. If you want to stand strong, stand strong. But one of the things that bother me the most is that the black people, not saying that you're supposed to stand with Kanye because you ain't got to, but it's like we got to have some kind of unified front. Now, if you're just talking amongst each other, like I can be on the group chat talking, you know, talking to my homeboys, and we can disagree on it, and it's completely understandable because it's like, hey man, you can't expect nobody to have the same opinion as you and stuff like that. My thing is when we put it out into the open. If you get out here in the world and you just start telling, you know, you start talking down people in the public, that's where it comes in. And that's why I see a lot online, like a lot of people online, just like Kanye lost his Adidas deal. I mean, where they canceled their partnership and stuff like that. And there are people that are sitting around just celebrating. And that was wild. That was absolutely wild to me. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's just... it's one thing if you don't like somebody, hey, nobody's telling you gotta like everybody. I get that. But to try to shit on somebody in public, that's why I got a problem. And that's what happens a lot. At least here. I mean, at least these in recent times, I could say, like, this has been the case where everybody is taking that opportunity to shit on this man. Now, I'm not, like I said, Ye has said some crazy shit. He said some unreasonable shit. But we, you know what I'm saying? Like when he's saying stuff and it's showing out to be true, you got to take some of that in, yo. You got to take some of it in. Like I said, stuff is just happening. You just looking around like, "Oh shit, this shit is really happening." You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just be looking at stuff, looking around and be like, "Coons are us." And I'm talking about black people. Like, coons are us. Like, we will stand for white folks. We will do everything in our power. Oh my God. We have to follow all of their standards and do everything that they like and live the life that they live. That's what we have to do. And if we don't do that, then we're doing something wrong. And I just don't believe in that. And I might be in the minority in that part. So, you know, if you don't think real, you don't think fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe I just need to sit back and think about the reflection of the year and some of the positive things that have come out of it. Like, I went out the country. Me and the wife went out the country. Yay, it was fun. We didn't really do much, but for me to just wake up every day 6 o'clock in the morning and see the sun shining as bright as can be with the water looking beautiful and the sky just as clear as it could possibly be. It was fantastic, yo. I need to learn Spanish so I could talk to the people a little bit more. Because they had the trashiest weed I have seen. Matter of fact, that might have been the trashiest weed I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, they got beautiful beaches. So, beaches, not bitches. I ain't seen no bitches. All I saw was me and my wife. That's it. Yeah, so that was fun. Giants are 6-1. That's awesome. I guess I can celebrate that. But then I just don't know, man. Because it's just like family issues and stuff like that. Not say issues, but it's like shit going on with family members, and it's just like you in a position where you have no power. I have no control. I'm not a doctor. I can't do shit but hope. I will say praying, but yo, I've been praying for years, and sometimes I don't see it. Sometimes I just don't see it. Sometimes I just don't see the results. Who the fuck is outside just yelling and shit? Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck is that? Oh, that's my dog. My bad. My name is Tazeta to him, but See what I'm saying? Like, see how aggressive I just get when I just hear somebody outside talking. They are free in the air in the parking lot to talk and say what they want. But my little evil ass want to just be evil at all fucking times. But then I gotta look in the mirror again. So maybe because you're unhappy with yourself that everything else just seems so bad, which can be true, or it can be some bullshit. Most of y'all who probably listen to this, you probably have a career. You probably don't have like a regular job. As a person who has a regular job, this shit is absolute trash. I appreciate the option to be able to make money. I do enjoy that. It does give me the ability to, you know, to buy some of the things I want and pay bills and all that good stuff. But if you listen to this and you got a job, try to find something, yo. Find your passion, find your thing, find something that's gonna, you know, really make you happy, so that when you get up in the morning, you get ready to go to work, you're just happy and smiling. I think the last time I felt like that, I used to feel like that at AT&T. I used to work at a record shop when I was at A&T. It was G-Hole weekend too, Aggie Pride. And I would just, like, I could be in class and I'm like, I can't wait to go to work. I can't wait. I get to sit back. I get to talk shit. I get to talk shit about music all day. I get to put people on new music. It was like the best. Like the highlight, not to say the highlight of my life, but it was really just some of the best times, because I was just so happy just to be around like-minded people who thought like me. Like it was like everybody in there loved music. Outside of like the owner, daughter, and all that stuff. But everybody else really love music, so you could really have some really good sessions of talking to people, which was absolutely fantastic. And I was excited to go to work every day, and they're not open anymore, so I'm asked out in regards to doing that. But doing what I'm doing now, nah, this ain't it. I mean, there are other routes. People say, well, why don't you try this or try that? I don't want to. One other thing that I don't want to do is live somebody else's dream. I don't want to do something that you do and make you money and stuff like that. And it possibly could make me money, but if it ain't something that I'm interested in, then it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be the same thing as it is where I'm currently at. I would be at that job thinking about something better. Cause that's pretty much all I do. It's just pray and, you know, hope for something better. If you have your parents, go see your parents. Talk to your parents. Even though I don't do that. This cocksucker just spit right on my motherfucker. Oh, he spit beside my car, not on my car. I was about to pull my motherfucking son of a bitch. But yeah, man, because it's like everybody, like I be talking to people, like some of my friends, and like, and everybody got something going on with their mom. Like everybody, like a lot of people got something going on. Like, yeah, man, shit just fucked up, or grandma ain't doing too well, or mine ain't doing too well. And it's just like, fuck. Like, what is it going to take for us as black people to just figure out what is good for our body, what isn't good for our body, and start to apply those things in our life of what to do and what not to do? We care so little about that until they force you to do it. When they force you to change, I remember I told my mama this like earlier this year when I had my little scare, because I thought the C word was about to take a nigga out. And, you know, I'm free and clear, so, you know. But I remember talking to her and saying, like, sometimes you got to make that change before somebody forces you to make that change. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, somebody say straighten up or you'll end up dead or in jail. Well, you don't want to end up dead or in jail to learn that lesson. You want to kind of capture that lesson ahead of time, so that you don't experience the negative pitfalls of what life could bring. Well, not really what life could bring, what decisions could bring. because it's all a decision. I know I'm not supposed to eat chips. I know chips are not good for me. But guess who going to 15 Walmarts every Thursday trying to find Limon chips? Look over here. Look over here. Yeah, Levi. I'm looking for them. I'm looking for 2 bags of Limon every time I go to the store. And I know I'm not supposed to have them. I go eat my little breakfast at work. I be like, man, I know damn well I'm supposed to get no cheese with these grits, but they sprinkle a little cheese on it. Then when my ass toe up and I'm up here hurting like a motherfucker, then I'm sitting there asking myself, like, well, shit, was that a good decision? No, it wasn't. Because you knew you was fucking up and you still continue to do it. That's when shit really gets to you. When you know you fucking up, you know you're doing a bad thing, and then when shit hit the fan, then you sit around like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? You know you're not supposed to cheat. And if you know if you get caught cheating, then there's going to be consequences. You got to be ready for that shit. You smoke cigarettes all the time. You got to know at 60-something, 70-something, you still here, big dog. Hey, man, your lungs might not be as strong. That's why I had to stop smoking cigarettes. I remember I was walking upstairs one time. And I was out of damn breath going upstairs. My wife just like, you breathe so damn hard. And I'm like, What you talking about? And I ain't even realize it that my fat ass was damn near killing myself smoking them damn cigarettes. And even though I still smoke, I don't smoke cigarettes, but you know, I might every now and then. I know it ain't good. So at a certain point of life, if some shit go down, I got to come back to this episode and say, Levi, you knew it. You knew the consequences. And you continue to do it. You know, that's why I stopped eating beef. I went and got my little colon hydrotherapy, which again, I will say, everybody needs to try it. If you're not, just make it happen. Figure that shit out. Because it's spectacular. But, you know, you see it and you start saying, somebody say, you eating beef, you eating bread, you eating this stuff. And you like, how do you know this stuff? Well, it's sitting there floating. And they're able to look at it directly and say, hold on, these cocksuckers been on break for goddamn an hour, some change. The fuck is these niggas doing? I'm sorry, I'm looking at coworkers that should be in there working, busting their ass, and they ain't doing shit. But here you are in the car recording the podcast, so what, are you any different, my nigga? No. So shut the fuck up. Damn, I lost my fucking thought. Yeah. I don't know, man. It just all sucks. It just sucks. It just sucks all in all. I do want to throw a shout out though, to my guy Herman. He is having a baby. Excelente. I'm happy to hear about that. Hopefully we'll start recording again soon, because I missed recording with them. That's why I didn't do this as much, because I was recording with them. But then I had to realize, Levi, you got your own. If you ever need to get your shit off or say something, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's Herman Podcast. You just joining in with them. But it's still here. So if you want to get some shit off your chest or topics that you want, you got your own platform. Shut the fuck up and do it yourself. So that's what I'm doing. I need to take my ass back and work and stop this whole venting session. But I don't know if y'all listen to rap music, but Jeezy drop. It's fire. It's grown. It's adult. It's still talking that shit, but it's grown. It's grown shit. I like hearing grown folks change the narrative and start talking about different stuff. Being more positive and stuff like that. That's the shit that I love. Talk to your people. Talk to your people. If you black and you hearing this, hey, talk to your people. Like, if you got one of your friends, you know they're a killer or they like to shoot people or rob people, just say, hey, man, hey, you'll find another way, dog. find another way to get that aggression off. Because you trying to kill a motherfucker, dog. That ain't even cool, man. I'm just, damn, homecoming this week. We done lost a high school kid and a college student. And four people injured because somebody was shooting last night. Dog, put them fist up or shut the fuck up. Simple. Put the fist up or shut the fuck up. Like, the gun shouldn't come out until everything is exhausted. When all things are exhausted, and I'm quick to pull mine, so I ain't gonna sit here and just act like I'm not the same person too, because I'll pull that bitch out quick. Hey, that bitch, what motherfucking lap? I can be talking to somebody and they saying some old bullshit. I'm like, what? Go get my fucking gun, nigga. Just put that shit on my lap, nigga, because I just feel like I'm gonna feel just a little bit more powerful. And that shit is corny and fucking whack. You weak ass fucking punk bitch. That shit is trash, yo. Taking somebody's life is trash. And that's why I said I had to stop my little evil antics, because I'm at work. This old dude saw the equipment I had and said, hey, I want to take that back to my building. He said, I'll come back at like 5 o'clock. I said, all right, cool. I said, 5 o'clock, come back and get it. Bam. I ain't got no problem. I'll do all my work before then. 5 o'clock, you get it. I should be on my way out. And bam. Well, at 3 o'clock, he comes and takes the motherfucker. And it ate my ass up. I'm at work. I was fuming. I couldn't even breathe properly. I was so mad and ready to go the fuck off. Everybody said, Levi, do not go. Please don't say that to that old man. Please don't say that to him. But you know, Levi don't listen to nobody. His hard-headed ass, guess what he did? Went straight to his ass. Yo, that's bullshit, cuz. That's fucked up. You shouldn't do that. That's real fucked up. That's real shitty, dog. That's what you should, that the last thing you should be doing is taking equipment from me when you're not supposed to. And I talked to this, this man got to be over 60. He got to be older than my mom, for sure. And I talked to this nigga like he ain't have a mother, like he ain't come from nobody at all. And today, I feel absolutely horrible about that. Because nothing that I can say or do is going to make sense of how I behaved and how I reacted. And this fat fucker, did this fat fucker lead to? His fat ass should be working too. Where the fuck is this bitch going? Yeah, I need to get back in. I need to get back into work because I'm just watching people leave, and I'm just like, I know we're not done. It's only 12:16 right now. I know motherfucking well you ain't done. So where the fuck are you going? So I'm about to shut this thing down early. But this is just a venting thing. But you know, talking about the old man. Let me go back. Let me finish up about that. He even came back to me the next day and tried to apologize, and I still was like, nah. And that's something that I gotta work on. Because I'm gonna get mad at the wrong motherfucker, and then it's gonna be somebody as bad as me. Because I be telling motherfuckers at work, yo, the pop shop is right up the street, dog. We can leave this parking lot right here and go right up the street and get these hands working. And then one day somebody gonna take me up on my offer, and we gonna figure out what the fuck happened. Which is why I said I need to chill this evil shit out. So but I can't be positive either, because it's just like, I don't know, shit just don't, everything feel fake, yo. Everything feel fake, yo. Like, just, I don't know. Well, happy birthday to Maul. I know you on this podcast at all, but yeah, happy birthday, my nigga. That's my young homie who was now 30, so now I can call him an old nigga now. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm gonna put on the chat in a second. I'm gonna call this nigga old nigga. But yeah, I'm going back to work. I hope all y'all just stay alive and stay positive and stay focused, stay driven, and stay sucker free. But this is Levi. I love y'all. I will probably try to record something again soon, but I just had to get this shit off my chest, because the shit was just, I'm just sitting here mad, and sometimes you just gotta talk that shit out. And so that's what I use this for. Venting, talking and shit out. So, alright, and don't go to Coons R Us, because a lot of you niggas be going to Coons R Us and be signing up to be like, oh, I can't wait, I don't wanna grow up, I'm a Coon R Us kid. you fucking coons. Get your shit together, man. Because I swear, some of you niggas and bitches, I know y'all told on Harriet. I know your ancestors, your great-great-great-great-grandma told on Harriet. Your great-great-great-granddad told me, oh, no. Oh, no, I got to stay here with Massa. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I'm out.